Hey, this is Sassmaster77. So I got a request from BJohns27 asking me to do a recording where I just talk about like my sex preferences, and that was kind of vague. So I asked him to sort of put together a list of questions, and when he did and the questions were awesome, that's when I suggested he post them into a sex questionnaire, which actually we decided it should be called the Let's Talk About Sex, Baby questionnaire. But he had already posted it. So anyways, I'm going to get through as many of these as I can today because I promised BJohns that I would get this to him. I may not be alone for that much longer though. So as soon as someone comes home and I no longer have privacy, I won't be talking about sex anymore. So let's see, let's start with question number one. So, favorite position and why? Okay, my personal favorite position is, in general, girl on top. More specifically, usually if the guy is sitting down and I can straddle you and face you. For me, that's the best position because you hit my G-spot and I get to control for the most part, the pace. Obviously, if you want to thrust up, I'm not going to say no. I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to be moaning and saying yes. But yeah, it's great because, yeah, hits the G-spot. Usually your cock is going to be rubbing against my clit, or depending on the position, it could be like your stomach that's rubbing against my clit, like something's going to be rubbing against my clit that's going to feel really good. And then even better is that my boobs are like right in your face, so you can either suck on my nipples or I can, we can kiss, we can make out. I can suck on your earlobe or your neck, you can suck on my earlobe or neck, which all of those things are like triggers for orgasms. So that's going to be for sure my favorite position. So sitting, guy sitting on a couch or chair and me straddling him. Now I'm really horny. Thanks a lot. We just started. Okay, so of course I like all the other positions too, but that's the one that for sure works best for me. Okay, number two. Have you ever been with anyone you thought had a really big dick? If so, what was your reaction when you saw it and how was the experience? Okay, so yes, I have. And it's not that I thought he had a really big dick. He had a really big dick. He did not know that. The way we found that out is when we tried to use regular condoms. We probably tried like 5 different brands because this was when I was in university and I had 4 roommates. And I'm not joking. Like, we tried to have sex with the one brand of condom that I had and it wouldn't fit him. So I literally like threw on pajamas and then went door to door to my roommates and asked them all for condoms. Yeah, because they knew I brought someone home anyways. So we tried all of them, like 5 different brands, and they were all too small. So in the end, I don't think that night, we didn't have sex that night. We just, I think I gave him head and I probably just gave him head. I was drunk. I don't remember. But interestingly enough, because this was a guy I brought home from the bar in university, this was probably the only time where a one-night stand turned into a relationship. I remember waking up the next morning. This is totally not relevant to your question, so I'm sorry. I will get back to your question, but this is what happens when you let me ramble. I remember waking up the next morning and thinking, okay, so this will be the usual, you know, okay, bye. Maybe we'll get each other's numbers. We're probably never going to call or speak to each other again. But he was like, okay, so what are we going to do today? And I was really confused. I said, well, aren't you going to go home? And he was like, oh, I thought we could go for breakfast. Aren't you hungry? I'm starving. And I went, okay. Okay. So we went for breakfast and the whole time I'm thinking, well, this is a weird thing to do with someone you're not going to see again. But then he made it pretty clear during the breakfast that he wanted to see me again because he said he wanted to take me out on a proper date, and we actually made plans for later that week. And I think we dated for like 6 months. I just realized that I said the first time a one-night stand turned into a relationship, making it sound like I had one-night stands all the time. No, I didn't. I can count the number of people I've had sex with on two hands. And only repeating those two hands once. So not repeating those two hands more than once. I don't even know if that makes sense. Anyways, but I think of those three of them were one-night stands. And this one I would have thought would have been a one-night stand, but wasn't. There was like a 4-month period in university where I'd broken up with my first serious boyfriend and I got really slutty. Like basically I had one one-night stand every month, which for a guy, that's nothing, but for a girl, that's kind of slutty. And that was that. That was the only time that happened. Okay, back to your question. So what was my reaction when I saw it? I think I was like, holy fuck, you're really big. And he was like, am I? Because he was also a tall guy, I think maybe 6'3". So I don't think he thought it was big. It just kind of went with his stature. It was proportional. But I was like, no, yes, I'm telling you, you are. You're really big. Have you ever measured yourself? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, if I had a cock, I would totally measure myself. I'm just saying. But anyways, so then I said, well, I can typically deep throat most guys, so I guess we'll find out if you really are big if I can't deep throat you. And I don't think I was able to get quite all the way to the base. And I was definitely, I think when it came to having sex, I was a little nervous because I'm really, 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 really tight. And I honestly didn't think it was going to fit. But miraculously, things do. You know, if you're wet enough, it does fit. There were certain positions that were a little more difficult because, they would hurt because he was so big. But it was definitely a very sexy cock to look at. Now, I know that you're asking this question, B-John's 27, because you have a big cock and you love the thought of a girl being pleasantly surprised when she sees it. I've seen it on your pictures. you've posted pictures. And it's a very, very nice cock. But for anyone else who might be listening, I don't know if I'm going to post this yet or if I'll just send it to B-John's. But if I do post it, for anyone else listening, oh, I apologize. The heat just came on in my place, so it's going to be a little bit noisier, but I'm going to keep talking. For anybody else listening, I have to say that a big cock is totally not necessary. I actually have had the best sex of all with a guy who was smaller than normal because the way that his length was perfect, that it hit my G-spot every single time in any position. But that's just me. Every girl's different. I guess I have the shorter vagina. Does that make sense? I don't know. I don't really know how to. Anyways, yes, but sure, a big cock is definitely impressive to look at. Even better are when someone's like a grower, that's pretty hot too. If someone starts off, you know, when you're flaccid and it's pretty small, but then as you start to react to things, size increases, that's, yeah, probably one of my favorite things ever is the feeling of a cock getting harder inside of my mouth. That's pretty amazing. This survey's making me really horny, B-Johns. That's not cool. Not fair. Grr. Okay, number 3. Do you give head? Sorry, that's a really... Oh, wow. If so, do you enjoy it? And do you deep throat? Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Giving head is one of my favorite things to do ever. Like, ever, ever, ever. You know why? Because I'm really fucking good at it. It's just one of those things that I've always been confident in. Just never thought twice about whether I could do it or not. In fact, I pride myself on being able to take a guy who says that he's never come from head and make him come from me giving him head. I think that's only happened twice. I have not encountered that many guys who've said that they've never come from head before, but yeah, I remember one guy where it took a really fucking long time, and there had to be all kinds of other, you know, stuff going on at the same time in order for him to come, but in the end he did come, and he was in my mouth, so it counts, okay? Yeah, I love it. Okay, so here, I'll get a little more descriptive. Why do I love giving head, or why do I think I'm good at it? First of all, I have very full lips, so that's always helpful. I also have like a pretty long tongue. I can touch my tongue to the tip of my nose, which apparently is not common. And I had my tonsils, this is getting a little gross, but, and I had my tonsils taken out when I was 16. So, full lips, long tongue, and no tonsils in the back of my throat means, and in general, I have a big mouth. It's just like, it's a big mouth. It's like a Hoover, honestly. I have tried to put my fist in my mouth before, and I can do it. I will never show it to anyone because it is absolutely terrifying looking, seeing someone eat their own fist. Like, it's just really just, you don't want to see it, but it can be done. So basically, it's very easy for me to give good head. I also just naturally produce a lot of saliva, and I know how much better that makes it feel. And I've given head enough to know to listen to the guy's, you know, to how he reacts, and then just continue doing whatever is making him moan the most. I think my favorite thing to hear when I give head is, I don't know what you're doing down there, but it feels fucking amazing. So if I could do something where the guy's like, what is going on down there? Like, does she have a friend hiding beside her? Like, does she have an extra arm that I don't know about? Are there five tongues? Like, I've gotten those reactions before, and pat pat on my back. Those are the best. Such a turn on. Love it. So, I mean, how could you not like giving head if you get those kind of reactions? Yeah, and deep throating is just, it's amazing because even a guy who isn't a moaner will groan or moan when you deep throat him. He just can't help it. It's just the feeling, right? So, yes. I fucking love giving head. If you need more detail on that, just let me know. I'm sure I could talk more about it. Oh, my cell phone's ringing. We're going to ignore it and just keep talking. Okay, number four. How do I feel about cum? Do I like seeing it? Ever been with a guy who's shot a... Okay, we're going to take one of these at a time. How do I feel about cum? I love cum. Bijons, these are weird questions. I mean, if you're posting this to GWA, I think most people are going to say, I love cum. I don't know anyone who would be on here who doesn't like it. Oh, yay, my heater stopped. Okay. I love cum. I love seeing it. Seeing a guy spurt is one of my favorite things. It's amazing. However, I don't get to see it a lot because I would much rather you come down my throat, in my mouth, or in my pussy. So even though I think it's really hot to see a guy spurt, I just can't help it. If you say to me, I'm going to come, I'm probably going to just instantaneously put my mouth on your cock and have you come in my mouth. But I do enjoy seeing it. Have I ever been with a guy who shot a lot and was I surprised by how much? Yes. 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 I almost never give hand jobs because, again, I would much rather give head than a hand job. But what was the circumstance? There was some kind of circumstance where I could only give a hand job with this was with an ex-boyfriend. The only reason I can think of that ever happening would be I must have had my period, so which meant no sex, and then maybe I also had just come from the dentist or something like that. That's probably the only reason. Oh, or if we were going somewhere and I didn't, and my makeup was all done and I didn't want to mess it up. Yeah, I'm a girl. Sometimes I like that. I mean, later on, if I'm going to be going home, then mess it up all you want. But if it's before we go out, then yeah, that might be a rare circumstance where maybe I'll give you a hand job, but it would be like with lube. It would be a proper good hand job because giving hand jobs are like, I mean, why? Anyways, I gave him a hand job, and I guess because I wanted it to move along relatively quickly, I involved a lot of stimulus, a lot of dirty talk. So, you know, it's just saying all kinds of things that I would do to him later, and showing him my tits and licking my own tits and nipples and that kind of stuff while I jerked him off. And when he came on his stomach, and it was fucking like he shot one load and I thought he was done, but he said, "Don't stop." And I was like, okay. So I kept going, and then there was like a second load, and then there was a fucking third. And I was like, what in the world? Where is this coming from? It was pretty amazing. Just like ropes and ropes of cum. Which especially amazing was the fact that it's not like he hadn't come for a long time. That's the kind of thing I would expect to see if someone had gone, you know, let's say a week without coming, like if you're edging for a while. But I know for sure he had come recently. I can't remember if it was that day or the day before, but he definitely had not gone very long. So I was like, what in the world? And he couldn't explain it either. Like he had no idea why he came so much. Now, the other thing that I thought of later with that is that it's possible he always comes that much and I just don't know it because I don't usually see it. But he did say that it seemed like a lot. And I mean, if you're a guy and you masturbate, then you probably know how much cum you have. I have a question for you, Bijons. Have you ever measured how much cum you've produced? Or for anyone, really? That would be really interesting. Like, what would you do? Get a teaspoon or a tablespoon and like just spoon it up and then pour it into a glass and be like, seriously, science, please do it for science. Okay. I'm just curious. Where do I prefer the cum? I think I already mentioned this inside me. Yeah, I would prefer you come in, down my throat or in my mouth. I'm going to swallow, obviously, always. Spitters are quitters. I just don't know why anyone would spit. I guess if the guy, if he tasted that horrible, you're going to have to taste it more while getting it out of your mouth than you would if you swallowed. So I swallow so fast that I don't even taste it usually. Wow, I'm starting to sound really slutty. Or really awesome. High five me. Yeah. Where else do I prefer it? I don't mind if you pull out and come on my tits. That's pretty hot. I actually really love rubbing cum into my boobs. It's, first of all, the reaction, you know, the guy's eyes are always like, like, it's really hot looking. And then also, it's a really good moisturizer. I swear. It gets sticky at first, but then afterwards, it's like, well, now it's even softer, which is pretty hard to imagine because it's really soft. My boobs are super soft. I'm touching them right now. I'm going to stop because it's making me horny. And also kind of hot is the idea of if a guy comes, if you come on my boobs and then send me off on my day, like just going about my day knowing that your cum is all over my tits is pretty fucking hot. Yep. You can also come on my ass. That's neither here nor there. It's going to do more for you than me because I can't see it. And I mean, to be honest, I'm going to end up wiping it up. But sure, I will taste it first. Okay, let me answer a question you didn't ask there. You said, where do you prefer it? I'm going to tell you where I don't prefer it. I don't want you to come on my face. I've done it, or I've had it done to me before, with permission. A guy who actually really liked that. That was his thing. He loved shooting all over my face. And once he got it in my eye, and it was horrible. I was blind for like 3 hours, I swear. It was so painful, and he was very apologetic. But it didn't change the fact that I couldn't see out of one of my eyes for 3 hours, and I said, never again. The other issue I have with coming on my face is that usually if I'm wearing some kind of makeup or if my face is clean, you're going to come on my face, I'm going to have to wash my face again and do my makeup again. And like, come on. Well, don't come on. That's wrong choice of words. But like, come on, that's adding more, to my list of things to do for the day. Oops, sorry. I just moved my iPad. It's going to get loud. Sorry about that. Now, if it were to be right before I was taking a shower, fine. That's fine. And if you really, really wanted to, you can come on my face. But like, who wants to have to plan those things? Who wants to say like, honey, are you going to be showering after this? Because I want to shoot my load all over your face. I mean, if you want to do that, then fine, you can do it. But it's got to be before I shower if you're going to come on my face. Because you're going to get it in my hair. And like, it's just, my face is too pretty to come on. Although I think that's part of the perversion is seeing that. Anyways, that's the only place I don't want it. Otherwise, come wherever the fuck you want. So, number five. Have you ever done anal? And if so, did you like it? Yes, I have tried anal twice. And I'm sorry to report that I didn't necessarily like it. The first time I tried it was with my first serious boyfriend who I lost my virginity to, and he could basically get me to do anything he wanted. I would try anything. So when he suggested it, I was like, I was a virgin before him, right? So I was kind of like, yeah, sure, let's try it. Let's try everything. I mean, I had already imagined everything, and I honestly thought it would feel amazing, but it just didn't do anything for me. And it did, it felt amazing for him, but yeah, it just kind of, it hurt and it made me feel like I had to go to the bathroom. So I was like, I'm sorry. I know you really liked that, but I really don't want to do it again. So, but then, I did do it again with a different boyfriend. It was his birthday and we were in Cuba celebrating his birthday. We got a like 4-day all-inclusive trip for his birthday, and he had mentioned before wanting to do it because he had never tried anal and he just wanted to see what it was like. And so I had said to him way back, I don't remember when, how long before his birthday I said it, but I basically said, if we're still together at your birthday, which we will be because la la la, we're in love, then we can do it as part of your birthday present, but you're going to have to get me really, really drunk. So it worked out well because we were at an all-inclusive. I got completely wasted. So wasted. We had sex on the beach, not anal, just regular. It was nighttime and I had him lie down on one of the cots, beach cot thingies. And, I was wearing a skirt. I don't remember if I was wearing panties or not. I may have been wearing them and I just took them off or pulled them to the side. But yeah, I just straddled him there and then leaned forward and was making out with him the whole time. And what was awesome is there were people walking by 20 feet away while I was riding his cock. But because I was wearing a dress, you couldn't tell. It just looked like we were making out. And nobody says anything about that. It was really fucking hot. Anyways, after that, after I came from that, he, believe it or not, did not come because having sex in public made him really nervous. And I was like, well, you better just stay hard. You better stay hard long enough for me to get off. That sounds really terrible. I didn't say it quite like that, but anyways, he did. So once I was done riding him and he was like, okay, can we get out of here now? And I said, fine, you're a pussy. Let's go back to the room. And then that's when he got to have his fun. And I was so drunk by that point. He claims that I fell asleep. And I'm like, that's impossible. I was on my hands and knees. You can't fall asleep on your hands and knees. But he says I fell face forward into the pillow. Sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. Here's a lesson, kids. Don't get so drunk that you fall asleep while someone is in your ass. Oh, God. Anyways. Oh, so all I know is I woke up. When I woke up in the morning, I was like, hey, did you like your birthday sex? And he's like, I didn't get to finish because you fell asleep. I'm still laughing. I'm sorry. And I distinctly remember him finishing. So I was like, no, you were drunk. You don't know what you're talking about. You totally finished. Where did you finish? I don't know. I'm sure your cum is somewhere. Oh, God, terrible. Was it any better when I was drunk? I don't know. Maybe. I don't remember. So I guess the follow-up question to all of that is, would I ever do it again? Okay. If I was with someone new who I cared about and he'd never done anal and he wanted to try it once, yes, I would try it again. It's entirely possible that these two times were just, it was just flukes that they didn't do anything for me. Maybe in the right circumstances with the right person, who knows what they're doing. Let's just say I wouldn't rule it out completely, but I'd also have to really, really, really care about the person to do it again. And it would also have to be like something that they just hadn't done before. I just don't think I could be with a guy long term who was really, really into anal. I couldn't, because I just feel I have a couple other holes that feel way better. I wouldn't know, to be fair. I don't have a penis, so I don't know how the three different holes feel. But I'm sure my mouth and my pussy feel pretty fucking amazing. So, yeah. I'm making a really funny face right now. Let's move on to number 6. Do you like it rough? Not necessarily BDSM, but would you ever tell a guy to just fuck the shit out of you? Think hair pulling and spanking. Yes, fuck yes. Hair pulling is like a trigger for me. If I'm turned on enough and you pull my hair while we're having sex, that will make me orgasm. But the key is I have to be at the right point of being turned on. If you pull my hair and I'm not turned on enough, I will yelp and swat your hand away. So you have to be brave enough to be willing to do it. There's, of course, a way to go about it, to test whether I want it or not. You know, just like wrap your hands around one, you know, cluster of hair and tug lightly. And if I moan, I'm probably ready for it. If I give you a face, probably not. Or I'll just say not yet. Typically, though, yes. Spanking, always. I haven't been spanked enough in my life. I've been a very, very naughty girl, and not enough people have spanked me. I don't understand. why don't I get spanked more? But yes, I do like it rough. There are going to be times where it feels really good, slow and sensual and stuff like that, but it almost always feels better, rougher. So there's that. Yeah. Also, if you like tweak my nipple the right way when I'm really turned on, that will also trigger an orgasm. But again, very specific rules involved here. If you twist my nipple too hard, too early, again, I'm going to yelp and swat your hand away. So, in summary, women are complicated. Number 7. Ever had... By the way, Bijons, this is fun. I don't know why I thought that... I thought I had answered all these questions before, like in other questionnaires, but... Or like, I guess I just thought it would be obvious based on my audios what I would be into, but this is fun. I like this. It's kind of like a how to have sex with Sassmaster 77 questionnaire. And, you know, I would love to hear other people do this questionnaire because, you know, we all have our little crushes and I'd love to know what works for those people. So, yeah, hopefully anyone listening to this, if this encourages you to take the survey, that would be awesome. And I think guys should take this survey too. There's obviously going to be certain questions that would need to be changed, but I'll probably just ask Bijons to go in and edit it, or maybe I'll do like a boy version of this questionnaire because it would be easy to switch. So instead of the big dick question, you could say big tits or big ass, something like that. And then I'm just quickly skimming the questions to see if any others apply. I guess number 10 wouldn't be applicable, number 11 wouldn't be applicable, but the others would all, yeah, would all work for a guy answering them. Okay, sorry, I'll focus, Bijons. I know you don't want to hear about guys, but I do. Okay, number 7, ever had a threesome? Okay, in the traditional sense, no, I have not yet have a threesome. I say yet because... I would love to have a threesome, and I would be interested in any kind. Me with another girl and a guy, me with two guys, me with two other girls. Yes, 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 please. I want, hopefully before I die, I will get to try all of those. The reason I said in the traditional sense no is because, okay, here's my story. So when I was, I'm going to say maybe 20, I was hanging out with a guy friend and a girlfriend. The female friend, let's call her, I'm really bad at making up names. I was totally going to say her real name. Let's call her Rachel, okay? So Rachel, I'd been friends with for most of my life, actually. So she'd been my best friend for at least 7 years. Probably since I'd been 13, she'd been my best friend. And she had very little sexual experience, pretty much none. She was a complete prude. Like, she was actually scared of this kind of stuff, but she was also a major flirt. So the two did not go very well together because she would flirt and lead on a lot of guys and then not put out. And I always yelled at her for that. I'd be like, that's not, you know, that's, you're being a tease. And you just, you know, eventually something could happen that you don't want to happen. So either stop flirting or teasing that way or start putting out, one or the other. So she had always been particularly nervous about giving head. She just had a very, it was a very responsive gag reflex, and she just worried about that. And then she just thought, having a cock in her mouth would gross her out. So after my first, second, and third times that I'd given blowjobs, all at the age, oh no, I guess that was from 17 to 19, because I didn't do that first until I was 17. After talking to her about how amazing it was and how much I loved it, she joked one day that she said something like, well, maybe you could show me one day because I don't know what I'm doing. And I actually did try to show her on a popsicle, and she tried to demonstrate what I was teaching her on a popsicle, and she was really bad at it. So I then had to quickly cancel the lesson and say, you know, it's different when it's real. Popsicles are very cold. It's not the same thing at all. And the whole time I was thinking, oh no, she's never going to be able to give a blowjob. Anyways, so I was at Rachel's house and I had brought over a guy friend named, let's call him Matt. So I worked with Matt and I had a summer job at a store that is very well known. And I worked with him, and Matt was very good looking in my opinion. I would have dated him. I would have done anything with him. We were extremely flirty, but he never moved beyond that. So he liked to covertly grope me. So like if I were to walk by him in the store, pretty much 90% of the time he would reach out and either cup my breasts or just grab them or try to tweak the nipples or something like that. Yes, I let him do that because I get off on doing stuff in public. Anyways, and because I liked it, and I guess at that age I thought maybe that would make him like me more and then maybe he'd ask me out. But no, that never happened. He just got cheap thrills for free. Anyways, so yes, we were very flirty, but again, he never asked me out. He also had a major crush on another one of our coworkers, and he talked to me all the time about this girl. So I was totally friend zoned here. To be fair, the girl that he liked was extraordinarily hot, like gorgeous, beautiful, shy, coy, the kind that you hope will actually be a complete freak in the bedroom. But as I got to know this girl, I realized she was just as innocent as she seemed and would probably be the kind of girl who would just lie there and not move. So, hate to break it to all of you, sometimes the innocent sweet ones actually are not very good in bed. At first, anyways. Okay, I'm off on a major tangent. What was I saying? Right. So, my friends came to visit me at work, and he was laughing and joking with them. This was just two friends. So my friend Rachel and then another friend who's not relevant to this story. And he told me later that he thought my friends were really cool, and he was like, we should hang out sometime. And of course, me having a crush on him was like, yeah. Again, thinking that this was going to lead to us dating, but no. So I mentioned to Rachel that he thought they were really cool, and she was like, well, you know, next time we're just, you know, chilling, watching a movie or something, just, you should invite him over. So that's what we did. So we were just watching a movie in her basement. She had a 3-seater couch and a huge widescreen TV. So we had the lights off, and when we sat down on the couch, he sat in the middle. He sat first. This guy knew what he was doing. Now, let me just add a bit of his sexual background. He was very much the kind of guy who you would think had done a lot, like very, very flirty and all talk, but in reality was very inexperienced. And he had confided that in me. He had actually admitted to me pretty recently before this happened that he had never gotten a blowjob before. And I just, the pity that I gave him, like, I was like, you're kidding me, right? That's horrible. And then, of course, he joked that if I ever wanted to volunteer one, he'd be happy to offer his penis to the cause. And I was like, what? No. Of course, I was saying no, but I was really saying yes. But he didn't know that, because boys have no way to know that. Yeah, if he had gone for it at any point, I would have just done it. So, but I had to pretend to be good and say no, right? Oh, girls, so confusing. So anyways, he sat down, he hadn't had sex, like this, I mean, this guy was same age as me, 19 or 20, he'd had a hand job and he'd fingered a girl and that's all he'd ever done. So he was pretty inexperienced. So yeah, he sat down in the middle of the couch and then he patted one side. And Rachel sat down, and then he patted the other side, and I sat down. And then Rachel put a blanket across all three of us. So, and the lights are off, okay? As we're watching the movie, he pretty quickly, at one point, reaches over and puts his hand in my shirt and inside my bra and starts playing with my boobs. So, for the rest of the movie, his hand is pretty much there and doing whatever it wants. He was obsessed with my boobs. He was obsessed with big boobs. Yeah. He did not move his hand anywhere else. It never went below the belt. Just on the boobs. And I think about halfway through the movie, I noticed the blanket moving to the left of me. And I realized that his other hand was moving. And that it was moving on Rachel, but not on her upper portion, because Rachel was flat as a board. She's like skinny twig with A cups. No, I saw it moving down below. So basically he was fingering Rachel while he was feeling up my boobs. I mean, go him, right? Good for him. That turned me on even more. And I don't remember a thing about the movie. I don't know what movie it was. I spent an hour fantasizing basically and trying to figure out if I could discreetly finger myself or rub my clit without it seeming weird. I did not. I just sat there getting wetter and wetter. So when the movie was over, there was this awkward moment where he had to withdraw his hands from both of us. And he tried to do it quickly, but I called him on it because there was no way I wasn't going to call him on it. I think he was going to try to pretend like it didn't happen, but I basically said something like, so Matt, you totally, were you just feeling up both of us at the same time? And he was like, what? No. And then I said, pull off the blanket, Matt. And he's like, what? No. And I said, Rachel, pull off the blanket. And he was like, why? And I said, because we're gonna see your crotch, you know, we're gonna see what's going on down there. And I think that will tell the story. And of course, she pulled off the blanket and he had a major hard on. And I started laughing and she started laughing and he was embarrassed, which why would he be embarrassed? I mean, what, he just spent like an hour and a half feeling up two girls. How could he not be hard? I'm surprised he didn't come in his pants, to be honest. So yeah, then he quickly turned into the typical flirty, smarmy guy who seems like a big player and said, well, who's going to take care of this for me? And we both looked at each other. And then there was a long silence where I think I thought she was going to protest and say, absolutely not, no way, but she didn't say anything. And that's when I realized she wanted to do something. So I said something like, Rachel, do you know that Matt's never gotten a blowjob before? And she did know this because I told her everything, which is a question you ask later on. But yeah, she did know this. But of course, she was like, what? No? And then I said, Matt, did you know that Rachel's never given a blowjob before? And then she smacked me. Because girls don't tell that kind of stuff to guys. We talk amongst ourselves, but we don't reveal our secrets to guys. So, I mean, I did feel bad about it, but it was relevant, right? And he was like, really? And then Rachel said, Matt, did you know that Sassmaster 77 is a cock-sucking whore or something like that? No, she probably said, did you know that she loves giving blowjobs? And she'll probably suck you right now if you wanted her to. And then I smacked her. And he was like, yeah, I did know that. I should be more embarrassed, but I'm pretty sure y'all all be turned on by this. So, yay. I don't remember what exactly was said from this point on. All I know is we got to the point where it was agreed upon that I would teach Rachel how to give a good head, how to give a blowjob on Matt. So he pulled it out. She was like impressed. She hadn't seen very many. I was like, it's a hot cock. It's very nice. Like, hey, let's get to it. I want to get to sucking on. We did not take this into the sexy zone that you're all imagining. I'm going to just preface it here, okay? She was a prude. There was no kissing. We did not touch each other. We only touched him, and it was almost never at the same time. So let me explain a bit more, I guess. So I basically first showed her how I would start, and it was kind of a monkey see, monkey do situation. So I would say, like, you know, so take your tongue and lick, you know, from the shaft up to the head. I would do it on one side, and then I'd move away, and then she would do it on the other side. And then I would say, okay, and then you want to take his head into your mouth and twirl your tongue around it like this, and then I would do it, and then I'd move away and she would do it. There was a moment where Matt realized that he could take advantage of the situation and make something sexy happen between us, and he tried to push our heads together so that we would both suck him at the same time, and she pulled back like instantly. Now, I've always been bi-curious, so I didn't pull back, but I also wasn't going to do anything that she wasn't comfortable with, so it had to be up to her to like give the green light, and that was not a green light. So she was like, no, and so I also had to go, no, probably more convincingly though. I think the closest we got was, I think he convinced us to both kiss his cock at the same time. So I was on one side and he was on the other. And then he was like, okay, and then now kiss each other. But no, didn't happen. So in the end, I had to finish him off because, I mean, I'm a good teacher, but I can only do so much. You're either a natural at this or you're not. I'm sorry to say she wasn't. So yeah, I finished him off. He came, I swallowed. Then I went upstairs to get a drink because he actually had the worst cum I've ever tasted in my entire life. In fact, any other cum I've ever tasted has been good. I've had no issues ever before. His was this is an unsexy, realistic portion to the story. I swear his cum tasted like bleach. I don't know what bleach tastes like, but I think it tasted like the smell of bleach. So I immediately was like choking and gagging and wanting to burn my throat from the taste. So I ran upstairs after he finished and yelled, be right back, I need a drink. And then guzzled, not water, like every kind of juice I could find in her fridge. I was like, orange, mango, I don't know what else she had. But yeah, I needed it all just to get rid of the taste. And later on, I did ask him what he eats. I was like, so what do you predominantly eat? And he said meat. He eats like pretty much all meat. And I said, what about fruits or vegetables? Nope, meat. What about any like carbs? And he's like, very little, because he had a really good body. And he prided himself on having like, you know, a six pack or whatever. And yeah, that's how I get this body, baby. Well, that's how you get really terrible tasting cum, apparently, too. So if you are on a paleo diet. I'd be interested to know, does your cum taste like bleach? I don't know if this is common. Anyways, when I came back downstairs, he was fingering Rachel, and they both kind of looked at me and then looked away. And that kind of look was enough of a signal for me to realize that, like, she was enjoying it, but she was embarrassed that I was there, and she didn't really want me there for that. So I just said, I'm going to go upstairs to find something to eat. Okay, have fun. Bye. And then I left. Maybe I read that signal wrong, and maybe I could have gotten involved and this could have turned into a true threesome. But, I mean, I don't think so. They were both virgins. I'm actually now thinking back about this timeline. I don't know if I was a virgin or not. If I was 20, I wasn't. But this may have happened before my first boyfriend. This might have been when I was 18. I don't know. It's not really relevant. The point is, that's all that happened. So that never happened again. He tried, believe me. He brought it up very often at work. Well, when are we going to do that again? He texted Rachel incessantly, asking her if it could happen again. He also tried to hook up with her again separately. I think they hooked up one more time and that was it. I never did anything else with him except him groping me all the time. That's it. So that's my very, very long, very, very long threesome story. I can't believe I'm still alone. Oh my God, it's been an hour. Jesus Christ. I don't think this is what you had in mind when you said you wanted me to talk about sex for a long time. You're getting more than you bargained for. Okay, I'm going to kind of just plow through the rest of these questions. Do you watch porn? If so, what kind? Pretty easy to answer this one. Before finding GWA, I watched porn only if I got to the point in masturbation where I just couldn't make myself come. So what I usually used before porn was either like erotic literature. So smutty books, basically. Love reading those. Or my memory. My memory has lots of good stuff to work with. But if my imagination or memory or smutty books, if none of those were working and I needed a visual aid, then yeah, I would typically just type sex into Google and go to whatever YouPorn or whatever site comes up. And then sometimes I would search for something specific, but more often than not, just like browse through what's on the front page. And then one thing you know, you get stuck in a tornado, right? One thing you click leads to another until you come. And there you go. The kind of porn that I did like was pretty specific, I would say. Wow, it's so long since I've actually used porn that I'm trying to remember. Okay, I can't watch porn where the girl is flat. There has to be boobs. I also can't watch porn where the boobs are, like, so obviously fake. I'm sorry, they just... I've never felt fake boobs. Maybe they feel great, but when I see a guy squeezing a pair of fake tits, to me, it looks hard. And I think boobs should be soft, and it's just like a major turn off. I can't. So what the girl looks like actually was a pretty big deciding factor in what porn I would watch. I'm also very picky about what her reactions sound like. So if her moaning or whatever sounds fake, like if she instantly sounds like she's coming the second he touches her boob, I'm not watching it because I know that it's so completely fake. So yeah, it has to be more genuine, the hype of moaning and reactions.
Oh, the type of porn that definitely does it for me is good pussy licking. I love watching anyone, like, if you're good at eating someone out, that is my favorite kind of porn. I can't watch porn where the guy is not good at it. If he, like, just sort of kind of barely sticks his tongue out and hesitantly licks a couple times, like, that is such a turnoff. Just, nope, I'm going to click on something else. So for that reason, I watched a lot of lesbian porn, because typically you get a lot of good pussy eating in lesbian porn. And, you know, even though I love giving blowjobs, watching them, it's neither here nor there. That's, I mean, if it's involved, great. It doesn't do as much for me. Oh, you know what position I really love watching in porn? It's one that I don't use it in real life, but it's so hot. When you're in reverse cowgirl, but the girl leans back and you get to see the guy's cock going up into her. And he, like, thrusts really fast, so she's not moving, and she's lying with her back on his stomach. Does that make sense? I think it does. Yeah, that is the hottest shot, because usually the balls will hit the clit in that shot, and amazing. Now, I have tried that position many times, and I have not encountered a penis that just bends the right way. I don't know if that makes sense. I guess I've encountered a lot of penises that are just, like, straight up. They don't curve that way. So it just doesn't necessarily work. Or it could be me. I don't know. Maybe my insides don't curve the right way. It just, yeah. I've tried it and I've never been able to do that position. I can straddle on a chair the opposite way, like, rather than facing the guy. Have my back to him, and that is kind of the same, kind of, not quite, but kind of. But yeah, seeing that shot, always really, really good. These days, if I ever was going to watch porn, which honestly, it's been like 2.5 months since I found GW, and I think I've only looked at porn once, it's probably going to be something James Dean, because the man knows what he's doing. He eats pussy like it's going out of business. He actually kisses his co-stars. That is pretty important. I'm pretty turned off by porn that goes straight into sex stuff without any kissing at all. I mean, fine. It's okay if you push me down and I start sucking your cock, great. I'm never going to have a problem with that. But then, like, afterwards, there should be some kind of kissing. Come on, right? Yeah. I think I've rambled too much about this one. It's already going to be over an hour. Let's move on to the next question. Sorry. Do you talk about your partners with your girlfriends in any great detail? That's the first part. When I was younger, yes. When I was younger and I didn't foresee these guys being around for too long, and this would go for my friends as well, you tell your friend everything. Like, you hook up with a guy, and whether you think you're going to date him or not, you tell your, or at least me and my friends, we told each other everything. They wanted to know what was his cock like, what did it taste like, what did you do, like, every little detail. Part of the reason my friends wanted to know everything was that out of my group of friends, I was the first to kind of do this kind of stuff. We were good girls. We were good girls who desperately wanted to be bad, but just hadn't been in the right situation, I guess. So yeah, I mean, I was 17 before I had my first kiss. 17, right? So the fact that I was the first one out of my friends to do stuff doesn't mean that I was really young. I wasn't. I had friends who, and my friends were really hot too. Like, these were pretty girls. I had friends who didn't do anything until they were 20, like 19 or 20, still never been kissed. They wanted to know everything. And yeah, if I heard that a guy was good at something or that he had a really nice cock, of course I would be curious about it. And it does change how you look at the guy. It does make you a little more interested in him. It makes you look at him a little more favorably if he's good at something sexual and your friend says so. Now, the difference nowadays is that all of my friends are in, I mean, once you're in a relationship that is serious, you don't talk about that stuff. So you might hear about the first date, but a lot of times not even, because you usually know if a first date is really like, is really good and you're over the age of 30. I mean, I'm 32. I'd say even when you're over the age of like 28, I'd say that's when we all kind of just stop talking as much in as much detail about this. I have one friend who's an exception to this rule and she still likes to know everything. Her brain kind of works the same way as mine does. And I remember we went out for sushi one time. This was a couple years ago. And at the time we were both dating guys who had smaller than average penises. And when she confided that in me, I was like, dude, same here. And then we both were amazed to find that it was awesome. We were both just, we went on and on about how we couldn't believe that it actually was really great. So again, not what you want to hear.
So this is going to sound odd because I was in the middle of a sentence and now I'm starting a new sentence, but basically my iPad died while I was talking, so I had to go charge it, and it now has a little bit more juice in it, but I have to be in a different place because I have to have it plugged in, so I don't know if I will sound different right now. It's possible just due to positioning. I think what I was saying was, I'm sorry, B. Johns, that's probably not what you want to hear, but it doesn't mean that a big cock is not impressive, because sure, it always is, right? Okay, so the next question was, do you ever feel a guy's balls smacking you in any position? If so, is it noteworthy to you, or do you just notice? No, it's definitely noteworthy. I love that. Yeah, that's awesome. That's one of the awesome things about doggy style or being taken from behind. I love the sound of ball smacking and obviously the feel of ball smacking. And sometimes if you're in just the right position, and I'm not even gonna, like, there's no particular position necessarily because it depends on the person, but sometimes the balls will smack the clit, and that is the best. So, thumbs up for ball smacking. As many thumbs as possible. I only have two, but whoever's listening, everyone, thumbs up. Okay, number 11. Ever squirted? Was it with a guy or on your own? Okay, yes, I have squirted. But then, the second part of your question, I don't remember. Was it with a guy or on my own? I read this question and I was like, oh yeah, it was definitely, and then I went blank because I couldn't remember exactly when it happened or who it was with. Okay, I'm like 70% sure that one of my exes made me squirt. I want to say while he was fingering me and going down on me. So he would have, he was probably like doing the shocker or something like that. I don't know. No, that's cliche. But no, he definitely would have been like, yeah, licking me the right way and then also fingers the right way. But I don't remember ever squirting like into someone's face. So maybe that wasn't it. It might have been an actual, oh, yes. Okay. I definitely squirted during sex one time because I remember the bed being, nope, more than one time. It's happened, now I'm remembering, two different guys and three different times. I remember the bed being soaked and being like, oh shit, I think I squirted, I'm sorry. I was definitely, with one of the guys, I was on top both times. And with the other one, I don't remember, I'm sorry. On my own, I don't know. I think I made myself I think it happened once on my own. But again, I don't remember the circumstance. So you would think I would remember, since it doesn't happen very often. I've now determined I think it's happened maybe 4 times in my life. But yeah, I don't remember. I do remember being able to tell the guy that, like, oh my God, you just made me squirt, or I think I squirted, or I can't believe you made me squirt. That usually gets a pretty good reaction. So that part's fun. Okay, and then number 12, I can't even answer that. Talk about the best sex you've ever had and why it was so great. Honestly, dude, I don't know. Like, listen, if you've only had sex like a handful of times, that's going to be an easy question to answer. But I can't count how many times I've had sex in my life. There have been a lot of sex. There's been a lot of sex. And nothing's coming to mind as being the best ever. Yeah. I'm sorry. This is such a cop-out. Like, listen, if I think of even one or two examples later on of really awesome sex, I can let you know. But yeah, I mean, the most memorable sex for sure is going to be anything that I've done in places you shouldn't be having sex. So any public spaces that I have done sexy things in, I remember all of those and I fantasize about them again. But any sex that took place like in a bed or on a couch, I don't remember. It was probably awesome, but yeah, nothing stands out. Yeah. Sorry. I think the best sex is when you're with someone who every single time you have sex, it's better than the last. And it doesn't even have to be different. It can just be even like slightly different, or just you just get to know each other's bodies and what you like enough that it just becomes more and more natural. And that I've had before. Like, if you're with the right person, I have definitely said that before. Like, oh my God, it's amazing how our sex just somehow keeps getting better and better. I thought for sure we could have topped the last time, and then ta-da, we did. So, okay, so I'm done. I'm really sorry for the length. You're probably going to be really happy, Bijons, because you love hearing girls talk about sex. And hopefully, if I do post this, maybe it will encourage other people to take it. So, you know what? I will post it just for that reason. Oh, and I think each person who takes it should nominate someone else to take this. I'm going to nominate On My Knees For You, I think it's On My Knees For You 420, to take this survey as your challenge of the week. Apparently I've been giving her challenges without even meaning to. And it's been a whole week since I made you come while saying paprika. So this is your new challenge. I'll put it in the post notes. Cool. This was actually really, really fun. Yeah, if you have any comments, or if anyone who's listening wants to take this themselves, that would be amazing. I'd love to hear other people take this survey questionnaire. It's pretty personal, but at the same time, it doesn't have to be. I really thought these were going to be very, like, easy yes or no answers, and I can't believe how much I've rambled. So, wow. Okay, bye everyone. Hope you have a sexy night. Bye.